Here with me in this interview at the Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference, I've got Abby here, and I'm going to let you tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're located, and the type of work you're doing.
I did the study of economic feasibility of supplementing dry peas with corn when I was in North Dakota as a grad student. My advisor was Dr. Cole Gustafson, and I did graduate in December. So at present, I'm working as a portfolio security analyst with GMAC RESCAP.
Okay, well, good. Well, I know that we, here at this conference, the topic is to talk about supplementing corn ethanol feedstock. And just, if you could, tell me a little bit about the work you did and what you found, and, I mean, what kind of benefits might come out of that.
Actually, this study is predominantly for North Dakota. In North Dakota, the amount of corn that has been grown is quite variable, and that is kind of the supply risk that we are facing right now in North Dakota. The corn that is grown is enough for the present 5 plants, and if there's no more further corn coming in for the new plants. So that was the principal reason why we went into it. So the kind of two things that really started the study was, can we supplement corn with some other thing which will reduce the supply risk, and also which will also reduce the cost of corn as very much fluctuating, and can we increase our profitability? So when we started looking for different options, then we came for dry peas. And dry peas, North Dakota leads the production of dry peas in the United States. So that was one of the principal crops we started looking for. And there are a few studies that have been done to say that, okay, dry peas can be used for production of ethanol. So we did a study where we saw that, okay, let's just do 10% substitution rather than doing a whole lot of it, and then see how the results change. So at present, this study was done in 2007, and the prices were for 2007. So at that time, we came across that if corn prices increased by 20%, the plant was viable. But one of the principal, you can say, roadblocks for the study was there's not a big equipment that can churn so much of dry peas to do the air classification. But I think with the time moving in and technologies improving, that should not be an issue.
Well, based on that research, then, would it be fair to say that that there are some opportunities to supplement an ethanol plant's feedstock with something other than corn?
Yep, I think so. And I think there's a lot of more research going on, like we see switchgrasses and different things. So we are just exploring, and we have to come up and say, you know, this state may have a good potential, but while other states may not. So if you're looking for some kind of crop that can be that can work for the global economy, I don't know if I have that answer. But out here, we are trying to look at those alternatives rather than looking at a small state. We're trying to look for more global options, and I don't know what's the answer for that. But definitely, I think as we keep moving along, definitely should be better.
Well, I think everybody's looking for the answers, and and we don't know what all of those are just yet. Well, thank you very much, Abby, for taking a few moments to speak with me here at the Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.